Well, as you know, some time ago I had Greg Little on the program. We were talking about the search for Atlantis, and Greg has done some incredible work into that, and also the work of Edgar Cayce, the late American prophet. And during that interview, Greg mentioned that there were some recordings around of Edgar Cayce giving some of his readings. I mean, and they're old. And I said, Greg, you've got to get me one. So he did. It arrived today. We're going to listen to a portion of it. This was recorded in January of 1934 in New York City at a private home. The woman needed some help on health issues, and so Edgar Cayce, in his trance-like state, was giving it to her. I'm telling you this because you really can't hear too much of this. It's staticky, it's old, but you're going to at least hear something that I found to be absolutely fascinating, and that is the voice of Edgar Cayce.
Any stimuli to expect to that and stimuli that and make for the circulation in any portion of the body may clarify, as it were, the cobwebs or cloud form, the circulatory activity to the brain, which is reached by the circulation through the secondary cardiac forces, as indicated disturbances are, and moderation. Moderation would mean, for this body, anywhere from 3 to 6
See, that's Edgar Cayce. Now, you really can't understand what he's saying. I mean, you really have to strain, and I'm sure those of you listening on your radio, it's even harder to hear, but it was just fascinating to hear that voice and know that this person, who I think was incredibly accurate about so many things, it was out there at that time talking about the Hall of Records, Atlantis, what will happen to the coastlines of the United States. I mean, it was just something else. And so we're going to continue following up. Maybe somewhere along the line, there's a better recording somewhere of Edgar Cayce. But that was it, a reading that he did in 1934 in New York City.